9V, mobile.
Good morning, Leon, W2JKT, happy Monday.
Hey, morning, Eric. Happy Monday to you, too. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We had some great weather, and we made a great pot roast yesterday, and getting ready to get our new air conditioning system installed this week. So, yeah, things are looking good.
Yeah, good. I just worked on my truck all weekend. Tweaked a little few things, and she burning like a kid. I'm happy.
Oh, that's good. Well, what else you got going on?
I'm sorry. You dropped out. Well, I dropped out one or two.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still a little far north, so it might be a little iffy for me. But, yeah, just what you got going on this week?
Same old, same old. I'll be right by your office there. Head over to Anderson this morning. Got my usual run. And that's my stressor run. Go to Anderson, pick up one or two, and then go back to Donaldson. An easy day.
Hey, you know, money's money, right?
As long as I get paid, I'm happy. And I don't know, I guess I'll probably be working tomorrow, we'll see. Other than that, Mondays and Tuesdays are my day. Tuesday would be my Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, we've got a paid holiday on Friday this week. Our company gets Good Friday off, so I've got a four-day week. And I'll be working at home Tuesday and Thursday. So, yeah, hoping to take it a little easy this week and not be so crazy overworked.
Oh, okay. Nice. So you won't be in tomorrow, huh?
Nope. I'm Monday, Wednesday in the office this week.
Nice. You know, I'm retired, so you got it made.
Yeah, we're trying to get there. I got a few more years, but I will probably be retiring, I don't know, 7-ish years, something like that.
Nice. You making any plans for the big day?
Still got 7 years to think about it.
Yeah, that's true. Are you planning on staying local, moving, traveling? Have you all discussed that?
I think for the first year, I'm probably just going to sit out on the patio and pet my dogs.
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot. I really do. Me and the wife sat outside yesterday. A little brisk. A little, not too breezy, but a little brisk. And band jackets on. It was nice. She actually told me I got a little bit too much sun. I mowed the grass yesterday, finally. Figured I'd get that done. And fiddled around other than that.
Yeah, I cut my grass on Friday and forgot to put my hat on, and I've got a nice sunburn on my head now, too. But, my wife and I, we're perfectly content to sit in the house and play board games and watch TV and cook and paint and, you know, play with ham radios and whatever else. You know, we're not big travelers and big spenders, so, we're nice, quiet, home-life people.
Yeah, kind of like me and my wife. We enjoy each other's company. And we tend to have nice, quiet days. Nothing too extravagant. We had a great time at the Ham Fest with Patrick and Elise last weekend, though. Not yesterday, the day before, but the weekend before that. It was great. Had a great one. You really ought to think about doing that. It's a nice little Ham Fest over there. A lot of camaraderie.
Which Ham Fest you guys go to?
It's the Sevierville Ham Fest over there in... I guess it'd be Sevierville. I was going to say Bidget Forge, but no, that's Sevierville, actually.
Where is that? Is that up in the Asheville area or something?
No, Gatlinburg. Gatlinburg, then you have Gatlinburg, then you have Pigeon Forge. If you keep traveling out the parkway, then after Pigeon Forge, you go to Sevierville. And it's the one with all the little metro, the older area of... that's not downtown Gatlinburg.
Oh, I got you. I'm planning to go to the Shelby Ham Fest this year because I need to sell some radios. But, we've got that the big Ham Fest here every Labor Day weekend. So I don't really have to travel far to get to a big Ham Fest.
Yeah, well, we'll have to make it a point to meet up. I'm not sure if I'm taking the camper this year now. We took the camper last year. So we'll see about this year. Yeah, we kind of missed you last year.
Yeah, I want to actually make it this year so I can get rid of these radios, but, you know, something has always come up on Labor Day weekend. It's, honestly, between you and me, Labor Day weekend is, I don't know why they do it on Labor Day weekend, because it's literally the worst weekend in the fall to pick for doing a ham fest. So, you know, kids are already back into school, so a lot of people can't go. And, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, so people really want to do anything else than go to a ham fest. So I think they get a lot more turnout if they move it up to before school started.
Yeah, that is a weekend that families are trying to get everything, trying to have a last big family hurrah before the school year really gets settled in and kicked off. You know, sports and everything starts taking over. But I don't know. I have anything to do with the organization of the ham fest, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. But it's a nice long weekend. I mean, you're going to have one for a 3-day weekend, but I mean, they've scaled it back, so I think they could probably change the dates on it. It's no longer the 3-day ham fest that it used to be.
Yeah, they got rid of Sunday. You know, I think it would have been better if they had gotten rid of Friday and just done it on Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, Sunday, you know, the problem they had is that, like, people were packing up and leaving on Saturday afternoon because a lot of people came from far away and they would take Sunday as their travel day to go home. So I get why they ditched Sunday, but that and the religion thing. But, you know, I don't know. You know, Friday's not a great day for it. So I don't know. Maybe it just needs to be a one-day thing.
I don't know. Friday was kind of interesting there. We had a good time. I don't see them doing away with Friday. And I understand the Sunday thing. Everybody's leaving early so they get back to schools and such. NC9B.
WGJKT. Is Kenny around yet?
And 4GFW. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ken. WGJKT.
Morning, Ken. Good to hear you this morning. Hope you had a great weekend. We was talking about ours a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I've been over here sandbagging on that. But, yeah, I'm going back to work for a rest. We had to install a gas stove and then remodel the kitchen a little bit. So, going back for a rest.
Yeah, sometimes for work, we'll give you the respite on that. Get away from the honey-dos and, oh, good old work again.
Yeah, we need to finish our kitchen in the worst way, but we got the painting done, and now all we need is to bring in cabinets and do a little bit of crown molding, so we're almost there.
Yeah, the gas stove arrived, and I had to put in a 110 socket so the electronics on it would work, and got that put in, and she had ordered a backsplash, and of course it was tempered glass, and it took me a while to get that thing in, because the cabinets and the space for the stove are not exactly square with each other, so I had to finagle with that. And then we put new backsplash, some of this peel and stick stone looking stuff on the walls, and that took all weekend.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Ken, but I did a little bit of work on my truck this weekend, and yeah, I feel it, my shoulders and my back and my neck.
Yeah, I turned in at 7.
I didn't go that early. But I went at 8:30. Might have something while I woke up at 3.
I just got a 3x4-foot sheet of copper that she wanted to use for backsplash, so I got to figure out how to mount that to the wall.
Yeah, we copied the copper that she wanted you to use, but I doubled the first part of that. Sorry about that.
I was just saying that Courtney wants a copper backsplash for our stove, so I bought a 3x4-foot sheet of copper from Online Metals and took 3 or 4 tries for them to send us one that wasn't all banged up in shipping. But we got one nice flat piece, and I just have to figure out how to mount it to the wall.
Man, they shipped this glass. It was 30x20. And that, man, it was in pristine condition when it got here. Kudos to the people that packed that thing.
Oh, let me tell you the story about how we ordered a glass whiteboard from Quartet and how it took them 4 or 5 tries to get us one that wasn't shattered when it got here.
Man, I deal with all those delivery trucks every day, the FedEx, UPS, and it's amazing to look at their inside of their truck, all the boxes thrown all over, and they step all over them.
quartet shipped us the whiteboards via truck freight. They used Saja, and man, they broke the first two or three. And you could see it as soon as the guy rolled up the door. You could see that the cardboard box was full of glass shards. You know, it was like bowing out at the bottom because all the glass shards fell to the bottom and pushed the cardboard out. I'm like, nope, don't even take it off the truck. Send it back. And on the third or fourth try, they finally got us one in one piece.
Wow.
I have a heck of a time like that with just ordering a floor dry, you know, oil dry, and then I just need a pallet, one pallet. And man, that thing comes up, the bags are tore, it's poured all over the truck, or the bags are scattered all over the truck. It's amazing.
Well, you know, the first couple times they wouldn't listen to me. The first couple times they tried to deliver the box of broken glass, you know, they had it, you know, strapped to the side of the truck right on top of the rear axles of the trailer, you know, back near the door, so it'd be easier to get off. And of course, that's where the most suspension load is when you hit stuff on the road. And so I'm like, put it halfway between the trucks in the back of the trailer and the trucks in the back of the truck, and that'll minimize the road shock. And it wasn't until they actually listened to me and did that they got me one in one piece.
Well, you know, I kind of have a sake for that. Nobody takes care of your stuff like you do. You know, I keep telling my daughter that all the time. If you don't take care of it, ain't nobody else going to take care of it. And C9B.
And Eric, we went with a gas stove and gas oven. And just all the others had just too much electronics on it. But it does have some kind of little electric heater in there and a circulating fan and that. So far, it's been doing good.
All right, cool. Now, is it a convection gas oven or does it have a heat exchanger?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a convection gas oven.
So it's direct heating from the flame then?
Hang on, in a bad spot. KN4 TFW. Yeah, it's direct heating from the flame, but it's also got some kind of secondary small little electric heater in it.
Okay, I wonder what that's for. Maybe for to help it heat up faster, or maybe a broiler?
No, it's in the back. It's something about the air circulation and heating up that air circulation there.
I mean, it can't be that high wattage if it's only a 110, so it must be just some preheater or something for the convection fan or whatever. I don't know.
I know when the oven's on, it's got a, you know, the back is vented. The back up on the top is vented, and you can see where it's sucking in air and where it's blowing out air.
Oh, I'm sure it'll do a fine job for you.
I even brought home my little LEL meter from work just to make sure, you know, it wasn't putting off carbon monoxide and all kinds of stuff like that. All the levels were right. Not quite sure what the difference between ventless gas logs and a gas stove would be as far as emissions.
As long as the air ratio is right, it'd be about the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And because we don't have a vented hood, so that's what I was. But the levels were good.
Yeah, when they put in our gas water heater, it's vented to the outside, obviously, so no combustion products in the house. But they still the inspector required that we put in a CO detector up right above it to pass the inspection.
Yeah, mine's in the garage. It doesn't have a CO detector. But I guess that would go off every time you crank the car, probably.
Yeah, especially if the car is cold.
And while I'm thinking about it, I won't be here on Wednesday and Friday this week. I got a doctor's appointment on Wednesday, and we're leaving Friday to go to Cary, North Carolina.
Well, I guess I'll talk to you next week then, because I'm going to be working at home Tuesday and Thursday. And on the road Wednesday and Friday. So we're getting our air conditioning put in this week. So I'm going to be there for the beginning and the end on Tuesday and Thursday. And Courtney's going to stay home Wednesday for the middle day. So it's 3-day installation on this thing.
Yeah, it's probably all that ductwork causing it to go long.
Yeah, taking out the ductwork on the first day is easy. But they make all their own ductwork at this place. So that's probably where the time is.
Good morning, gentlemen. KO4HKX.
Hey, morning, Patrick. NC9B.
Good morning, Patrick, KN4GFW.
Morning, Patrick, W2JKT.
Hope everybody's having a good start to your week.
Well, I slept through the night, so that was a good thing.
Yep, going good over here.
The truck is Cadillacing along. It's been a great weekend.
KO4CEF, good morning, everybody.
Hey, morning, Andrew, NC9V.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4GFW.
Morning, Andrew, W2JKT.
Good morning, Andrew, KO4HKX.
Hope everybody's doing all right this Monday morning. You know what, I was driving my son to the Sunday school group yesterday, or I don't know, it's an evening thing. Wasn't Sunday school, but anyway. And gasoline was $3.99 at this one gas station. I couldn't believe that.
Well, it's going to keep going up some more if they keep on bombing the oil refineries over there.
Yeah, it's $5.35 up there at QT for diesel up on the mountain. Wait to see if my little Exxon station's going to be down here. Might top off again this morning.
A couple miles north of 290, I can't wait to see what it is of that TA and see if it's broken $6 yet.
I got diesel for $5.05 Saturday at the Circle K there in Mills River.
Yeah, that was a steal.
I saw somebody posted a picture. Must have been a fuel up from a transfer truck. You got 190 gallons, $1,700 and something dollars.
That'll make you stagger around.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the truck's going to be like when I get in it today. I got to fuel it up first thing.
That's almost $9 an hour, $9 a gallon, Ken. You sure that wasn't AI generated?
Not totally sure, but I know it's pretty high. I figured it was out in California somewhere. Probably at a TA, right?
I can see a TA in California maybe at $9.
I wonder if, like, the news media owns one gas station out in California that they could make the price ridiculous on like that to make a story.
I wouldn't put a past it on that.
Fake hurricanes, they can fake gas prices.
All right, well, can I get a drum roll, please?
Go ahead, tell it to us. Is it a double E?
It's 586. 586 at the TA.
It's like 70 cents more than everywhere else.
It is 519. I'm stopping for fuel in C9V.
I still don't understand how truckers can pay that much more at a TA than they would anywhere else.
Oh, I'm sure the big fleets have contract pricing that's quite a bit less. Yeah, you go 3 miles down the road to exit 60, it's 529. Man, traffic's getting a little heavy here.
All those people going to BMW.
They didn't show any backup down that way on the news this morning.
No, there's just some guy pulling a boat with a Ford Ranger going 40 miles an hour in the middle lane here, that's all it is.
So what you're saying is it's typical 85 traffic.
Yep.
I tell you, this weather's something else too. Yesterday morning it was 32 degrees, this morning it's 50 degrees and the high for yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 degrees again on Wednesday and then it's going to be 30 again the day after.
Yeah, it looked like it was supposed to get some rain moving in towards the end of the week.
We could use the rain, that's for sure.
Definitely help get rid of this burn ban.
Yeah, they've already had a couple fires up here.
And they had a statewide ban in North Carolina the other day, didn't they?
I'm not sure if it's statewide or not, but they had a big fire up in Lake Lure Saturday.
Yeah, they got a statewide burn ban here in South Carolina.
Yeah, I just checked the notice I got. It's a statewide burn ban in North Carolina, except within 100 feet of an occupied dwelling for a contained fire. So fire pits and grills and stuff are still good, but no open fires.
They're saying on the news this morning, no, not even any fire pits. And if you was a $100 fine if you got caught, and you'll have to pay expenses for the fire truck.
That's good, because most people treat a burn ban more like a suggestion.
Yeah, well, most people don't think the rules apply to them, so, you know, that's why that happens.
What do you mean, rules apply to me?
Well, that was a pleasant surprise. 509 a gallon in a Z9V.
10 cents cheaper than you thought, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why you run the pumps that way. 519 to get you in, and then 509 when you actually activate it.
When I was on my way back from Virginia a couple weekends ago, I stopped at a place where all the gas stations at the exit were 5-something, and I was just going to pull into this Exxon to go in and grab a snack, and I drove by the pump, and it said 429. I'm like, oh, I'm going to top off here. I still have about 40 gallons, a little bit more than, in my truck, so that should last me for the rest of the year.
Man, we had a DHEC audit the other day, and it's like an all-day thing. He needed to see where I bought diesel fuel to make sure that I bought off-road and how much I got and where I got it from.
So you're supposed to buy off-road diesel?
Yeah, for out at work here because of the emissions and everything, I needed to get off-road.
Well, definitely not many places on the list that sell that. Shoot, I only know of that one gas station on 292. Where do you get it?
Yeah, I had to have it delivered.
That makes sense.
Does that actually save you any money when you get done with delivery fees and all that? Because off-road is only about 10 cents cheaper.
Yeah, if you got over 100 gallons, there wasn't a delivery charge, and I got almost 200, but you had to, you know, go to one side of the plant, fill up that generator, go over here and fill up a generator, go over there and fill up a 55-gallon barrel, come back over here and fill up a Bobcat.
Well, gentlemen, it's that time for me. I'm getting off of my exit, so I will say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there today, and hopefully we'll holler at you another day this week. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Thanks, here, fellas. Y'all, 7-3, have a great day. Enjoy NC9B, and have a great day, Andrew.
7-3, Andrew, have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
7-3, Andrew. 7-3, Leon. You guys have a good one.
Oh, yeah, 73 Leon, I didn't hear that you were jumping out to you. WTJKT.
73 Leon, be careful out there today. Don't work too hard and those heavy loads.
Well, it really does need to get out here and do something about like people driving 40 miles an hour on the interstate.
KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Good morning, Fred. KO4HKX, good to hear you.
Hey, morning, Patrick. Thank you. You're trying not to wake everybody up here. Let them happy them. Happy Easter to you. A little early, but won't be long. W4FCM.
Yep, happy Easter to you. And I hope you have a good one if I don't talk to you again.
Thank you. A house full, so never boring when all the kids are home. W4FCM. Thank you.
Eric, I hear you say earlier this is this week's the big week for your AC unit.
Yeah, they're coming tomorrow around 8 o'clock to get started. It's a 3-day job. We've got to rip out all the old ductwork, put in all the new ductwork, and then bring the equipment in Thursday. So we should be up and running Thursday afternoon.
Well, I hope everything goes smooth for you.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited about it. The new system is, much, much better than the old one. You know, the old one was a single stage, 3-ton, and this is an inverter unit. And this one's 4 more SEER points than the last one, so should save us quite a bit on the electricity and just make the house a whole lot more comfortable.
Hey, guys, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm going to stop in here and get some fuel while it's only 344. KN4
TFW,
7-3, everybody, have a good one.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day and be careful out there. KO4 HKX.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day and be safe. This is WTJKT. But yeah, one of the other things about this system is that on the heat pump side, on the heating side, it has a higher capacity. It was, the old system was like 3 tons on cooling and like 2 on heating. And but this one will do 3 tons both ways, so we should get a lot more heat out of it, too.
Well, that's good. Like I said, I hope everything works out the way you have it playing and it goes smooth. You know how things tend to go anymore.
Well, I hope it'll go okay. You know, this is a good guy that we're hiring. He's a friend of ours. We ride bikes with him quite a bit, and, you know, he does a good job. So, you know, we'll see.
KL4LAO Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Jim. KL4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. KL4HKX, KL4LAO. And I think I heard W4FCM in there.
Fred was here, but Eric's with us also, W2JKT.
Good morning to all.
W2JKT, Eric.
Yeah, good morning to all.
What brings you out this time of day?
Headed to a men's Bible study this morning at 6:30 on a Monday morning.
I remember those.
That's the way to start your week off.
Yeah, they've been running that one a long time.
Yeah, back when I lived in Seneca, I used to go to one, I think it was Wednesday mornings early.
It's a good week to be going.
I don't know of any of them around here that time of day. KO4HKX.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little challenging to roll out of bed that early on a Monday morning, but no worries. It's all good.
You definitely have to put some motivation into it, that's for sure, to get there.
That's just like the Nike commercial. Just do it.
Yeah. And most people will tell you that's easier said than done.
It gets harder if you think about it.
I agree 100%. So what have you been up to? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I've been kind of busy. You know, just trying to keep up with all the things that are going on. We're getting ready to move our QTH here to a little bit closer to where you are, and not by much, up by North Greenville University.
Okay. Well, I know that's a lot of work trying to move a QTH. I hate moving.
You know, I told my wife, I said, you know, we're not getting any younger. If we're going to do this, we need to get on with it.
Yeah, roger that. You doubled with somebody.
I didn't hear who it was.
Oh, that was me. I was just saying, I just moved next door, and it was still excruciating.
Yeah, mine's only like, you know, less than 20 minutes away from where I am now. But you've been in the house for 20 years. You got a lot of stuff to move.
Yeah, whenever I move, the first step is I bring in a big 20-yard dumpster.
That's a great plan. I've had one of those pods in my driveway for almost a week now, and I've filled up. This is my second one. Hadn't even gotten to the mover part yet.
Yeah, my parents are elderly, and they're finally moving out of their house into an over-55 community. My dad's going to be 85 this weekend, and my mom's 78, so they can't keep up the house anymore. And my dad's like, bring a pod, and we're going to bring one pod, and everything else goes in the dumpster.
Yeah, we cleaned up my wife's father's house, and he'd had a stroke, and her mother had already passed away. But man, what a chore that was.
Yeah, it was that way with my mom and stepdad's place. Oh, mercy. I'm still dealing with that, and it's been a year and a half.
Yeah, it takes a long time. You know, you didn't get there overnight. Going into the house and coming out, it's about the same way. It takes a while.
Yeah, they're going to take their one pod with them, and then they're going to hire an estate company to come in and clean out the rest of the house. And their next door neighbor is buying their house for their parents, so it's a nice easy sale. But you know, they're looking forward to paring down all the crap that they've accumulated over the past 23 years of living in that house and starting fresh.
Yeah, it's good. When I was in the military, I moved about every 2.5 years, and it kind of kept me on my toes there. But after I retired and I've been living in the same place, you just keep accumulating things, and next thing you know, you got quite a mess on your hands.
Yeah, Yeah, when I moved next door, you know, my wife and I owned the two houses next door, and we had so many, you know, one reason we did that is so we could have the bigger spread, but also we had so many dogs that some of them needed to live next door. So I stayed over there a few nights a week, you know, mainly the nights I drive into the office at 4 in the morning. But now that we've lost a few of the dogs, so now we are consolidating one house and have a lot less space. So I'm having to get rid of a lot of my stuff, too, and just slowly working on it.
Yeah, I think moving's good for you. KO4LEO.
W2JKT.
KO4HKX. It definitely helps trim the fat, right?
That's for sure. It makes a great exercise program as well.
Yeah, the other thing I've started doing is when I want to buy something on Amazon, I just leave it in my cart for a couple of days and then come back to it. And most of the time, I don't want it anymore by the time I come back to it.
Yeah, what did we do before Amazon?
We lived within our means.
We had to suffer through going to Walmart or Kmart or Sky City or one of the other stores with everybody else.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't go to Walmart hardly much anymore.
Oh, I can't stand going to Walmart.
I can't either, but I got to stop this afternoon after work and pick up a couple oil filters. I bet I hadn't been in this Walmart in 2 months.
Yeah, I've got my cell phone through Straight Talk, and as part of that, I get Walmart Plus for free. So we do get deliveries from Walmart, but I just refuse to go to the store.
Well, it's not that I don't. It's just, you know, when I need something, I am. But it used to be almost an everyday thing, but not so much anymore. General, I'm going to say 73 to you. Hope you all have a nice day at my destination. So KO4HKX, and I forget the other call sign. This is KO4LEO. Be clear on your final.
7-3, Jim. Good to talk to you this morning, and enjoy your Bible study there. KO4HKX.
Yeah, 73, Jim. It's good to meet you this morning, and we'll talk to you later. This is W2JKT. Have a great day.
And Eric, I'm getting pretty close to my destination if I can get through this red light.
Yeah, same. I got 7 miles to go, and I'm starting to get a little scratchy on the repeater, too. So, yeah, have a great day, Patrick. Have fun teaching the whatevers. I'll probably catch you, Wednesday morning for the next day coming in.
You be careful out there. Have a great day, and I'll catch you Wednesday morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. 2JKD.
Y'all both have a good day, and 4ZLK Mobile.
Well, hello, stranger. KO4HKX.
Yeah, there's what the cat dragged in, W2JKT.
What is this time in the morning? Goodness. And I got to figure out what to do today. Headed back to the WORK.
I was going to ask, is this going to be the first day back?
That's the worst radio station in the country, WORK.
Yeah, and it's not even in Cincinnati. Yep, first day back.
Well, enjoy, but I'm getting ready to pull in, and you be careful out there on the road today. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
Yeah, me too. I can't really hear the repeater anymore, so I hope you're hearing me. But 73, have a great day. We'll catch you later. W2JKT.
Yeah, perfect copy. We'll talk to you later, guys. Have a good day. And 4ZLK Mobile.